Welcome to the Kingsley Grant Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you become the leader everyone loves and wants to follow. Kingsley believes his leadership paradigm, Emotelligence, the art of succeeding where others failed, is the key to achieving this status. On this show, Kingsley guides you through the uncharted waters of emotional intelligence and leadership essentials, with the guarantee that upon exit, you will become more skilled in relationship management, decision-making, and job performance. Now here's your host, your coach, and your Sherpa, Kingsley Grant.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. This is your boy, Kingsley Grant, behind the Jamaican microphone, bringing you yet another show. Today, I am coming to you from the Command Center of the Emotelligent Leadership Institute, where I am in an undisclosed location because I'm reaching into the vault of where I have stacks and stacks of the resources that I have, especially for you. They are selected. So today, I'm going to reach as right now into the vault. Okay, I've got it. Yeah, let me put that down here. All right, we've got it. We've got it. So you're here because of the invitation that brought you here through the topic that I basically used for this episode, right? And it's great having you here. And we're going to, as we have reached into our vault, unpack for you the 10 personal development tips to retain your top talents. You know, we all have different notions or ideas of what that should look like, right? We and that's true across the board. We all tend to have preconceived ideas. We think we know ahead of time, right? And that's the word assumption. We speculate that what might work for one person should work for others as well. And I find that to be so, especially in leadership, when we have either, you know, worked in a separate company, organization, and the leadership skills we use there. Now, obviously, some leadership skills are, they're you know, portable, they're transferable. You know, they are ones we can take with us wherever we go. And I understand that they're universal skills that apply in any context where leadership is required. That is what I get that. However, though, we just can't assume that it's going to work in the new environment we find ourselves. We've got to find a way to assess to make sure. And so these tips that I will give you are based upon what it is the high-performing individual, your top talent, what is it they're saying keeps them, helps them to stay with your organization? How do you retain your top talent? Now, as you've listened to, I'm hoping that you've listened to in my past episodes, I talk about the one thing that most employees have said is the most important for them to really get their best work and, in its essence, their loyalty. And it was not promotion or money. That was down the list, right? The number one thing that we described was, they said, acknowledgement, recognize me. And I won't go into all of that right now because we discussed that in another episode, which I hope you have listened to already. But I find that one of the things that causes leaders to not succeed, especially in a new environment, or especially when they are new in their position of leadership, they're an emerging leader, right? They don't have that much experience as yet. This might be their first leadership position, and so they have They're taking in really untested material, right? They're taking to the leadership position and the place where they're leading their team. They're taking what they have not yet tried, right? Yes, they have, of course, the research they've done, the studies they have done, what they've been taught, coached, mentored by someone who already been there. And I get that. There's some of that which is true for all of us. We just don't know on what we don't know until we know what we did not know. And so my whole point is, though, is how to avoid some of those pitfalls. What if you had basically what the people that you're leading, a list of what they are saying would be helpful for them or would be instrumental in keeping them, you know, not only attracted them to your organization, but also retaining, keeping them plugged in and engaged. I hope you listened to the last episode that I did about disengagement, right? What is it that people are needing? Not this the past episode, but episode number 86, I think it is. We talk about employee engagement. But what happened is that we need to hear from them. It's like, you know, I often hear this statement that we need to hear from the horse's mouth. And I don't know why they chose a horse's mouth as the thing to use to describe how we need to listen and get the first person's account. We need to get it from them because we can hear a second and third party account, but most times those are diluted, right? We don't get the raw, undiluted message. We don't get the tone. We don't get the way the emphasis was made. All of that is missing. And so what happened is, what I like about these 10 personal development tips is that these are what people who are the ones who are basically the stockholders, so to speak, the stakeholders in your organization, the ones that make the engine of your organization really run smoothly. They're the ones who have said, this is what helps me. This is what keeps me. Now, I want to share with you basically, though, before I give you those 10 of what they're saying, I want to also share with you what the organizations on a whole do. Because, as I said before, we have our assumed list of what we think they need, right? We have the assumed list. And the list may not be so different from what they're saying they need. But here's the key, the most important aspect of what I'm going to share. It's the order in which they're given, the order, right? So it could be the very same thing that the organization or the leader is making available to those high-performing individuals. But what the difference is the order in which it's made available. And that is crucial. It's, for example, if I'm thirsty and, you know, you're offering me food. I say I'm thirsty and you're offering me food that, you know, you think is great for me. And maybe it's not maybe, it's a necessity of my life of staying alive, right? But at that point, food is not the most important. Food is on the list, but it's not the number one thing that I need right now. Give me the water to quench my thirst and then give me the food afterwards, right? You see the difference? That's the order. And sometimes we as leaders give to our people the thing that, you know, they don't need right away. They need it, but not in the order in which we're given to them. And that's why there's a mismatch that occurs between what they're being given by us and what it is they want. The mismatch is in the order of how it's been given. So the mismatch may not necessarily be in the things being offered. It's just the order in which they're being offered, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today in sharing with you. And so let me give you, before we do our Did You Know segment of our show, which we do, I want to give you the 10 things that organizations give and the order in which they give it. And then I will give you what the high talent, the high performing, the people who are, you know, your top talent individuals, what they want, how they want it. We want to see how they would shuffle or reshuffle that list that we have offered them and see what order, and this is very important, see what order in which they want it. Now, let me just quickly say, this is coming from a research that was done by Global Leadership Forecast, right? Global Leadership Forecast, and this was for 2018, and they talk about the 25 research insights to fuel your people strategy. So these are the insights. This is one of the insights that fuels people strategy. So as a company, as a leader, what is a strategy you have in place to engage or to increase engagement in your workplace? Well, this is one of those. But not just engage, but also how to retain the high performing individuals, because a lot of organizations are losing those because they're not being challenged. They're not being given opportunities to develop and to grow as they ought to. So here's a list of what organizations normally give. And here is the order, right? And check as I go down this list, see if this is true in where you are. See if you're also offering it this way. So the number one thing that the first thing on the list of 10 that organizations normally offer, provide for their people, right, including their top talent, is number one, a formal workshop, training courses, seminar. That is the first thing that we tend to offer because we feel that they need to develop their skill sets, and which is important. Like I mentioned about the food and the water, it's not that it's not important, but is that the first thing that they're asking for? We're going to see in a few moments. Number two, coaching from current manager. And this is the order again that organizations normally put it in. Number three, short-term developmental assignments, right? Short-term developmental assignments. That is, how can we develop these individuals in a short term? Number four, books and articles. Oh, yeah. You know, I do have this kind of list, not as extensive as this one, in my new book, The More Intelligent Leader Succeed Where Others Failed. And in that book, I talk about the leadership is craftsmanship as one of the seven essential traits of leadership. And I talk about the leaders ought to be developing themselves regularly on a continuous basis. And in doing so, they're setting that as an example. They're modeling that the leader is very much into personal development, both for him or herself and their team. So books and articles, I mentioned that as one of those things that you can provide to help your people grow. Number five, coaching from peers, right? Number six, long-term developmental assignment. So we have short-term, now long-term developmental assignment. Number seven, micro-learning. Learning in small bites rather than this big water on fire hose moment, right? The small bites. Do it in just trickles every now and then, because for retention, we need that kind of approach. And then number eight, coaching from external mentors. That's what organizations do. They have that as number eight, coaching from external mentors. Number nine, coaching from employees. So other employees offering coaching opportunities, almost peer-to-peer coaching, right? And then number 10, game-based learning, having fun. You know, I did an episode about leaders ought to have fun. I mentioned there's three things leaders ought to be doing when they're trying to help their people. Is educate, right, empower, and entertain. And when I get to the entertainment part, and when I do presentations sometimes to groups like yours and leaders like yourself, when I mention about the entertainment part, people are saying, entertainment? I don't play around. Work is not playtime. And that's not my personality. I don't play. I'm here to work, right? And so I said, well, you might want to learn and relearn some things, because all of us as adults, we're big kids, right? There's a fun part there is a game-based learning aspect is helpful. People learn a whole lot better that way. So we're going to now get into, as before we get into the next part of what they, how they would reshuffle this list and give you that, I want to mention that we are going to do our Did You Know segment, right? Did You Know segment is about Jamaica, an attraction piece that you might want to go and a destination point that you want to go and visit when you go to Jamaica. So let's get into our Did You Know segment. Did you know that there is a pond where actually fire and water are actually coexisting? You know, it's amazing, but yes, in St. Anne in Jamaica, there is a subtle interplay of fire and water. It's hard to ignore at this remote Windsor Mineral Spring. And now, it's a small area of the spring that's about the size of a large jacuzzi, and it's called fire water because it actually makes fire. And the explanation is it caused by a high concentration of sulfur that's in the water. And the residents of this small area of Windsor in St. Anne have told many stories about the healing quality and the rejuvenating effects of the water. And so you would be, it's one of those places that you want to experience. You have to see that and possibly maybe get some of that water on your skin or whatever and see what that might do for you. Did you know that fire and water can coexist? Well, you would have to see that by going to the fire and water pond, a fire water pond in St. Anne, Jamaica. Did you know that? Now you know. Now you must go. We now return to regular broadcasting of the Kings of Grant show. Okay, now you have been holding on, waiting for the order in which the people who actually are going to be the recipients of what it is you're offering them are telling you how it is they would prefer it. You know, I often use this example of, for example, a person who eats steak. And now if you are not a meat eater and you get offended by me having meat, I'm sorry. That's just how it is. You know, it's a difference, right? You may not eat meat. I do. And we still are people that are ought to be respected and acknowledged for our differences. Doesn't make one bad and the other good, right? We're just both different. My point is, I was saying, is that if you like steak and you want your steak well done because you're the recipient of it, and say, I am the server, and you said to me, Kingsley, I want my steak well done. I'm saying, no, I'm going to give it to you rare or medium rare. How would that go over? I mean, obviously, you as a recipient would say, I don't want it, and I'm not going to eat it. You may pick around the parts around the outside are well done, but you're not going to eat it. So no matter what it is, how pretty I make it, how I decorate the plate, the dish, you're not going to have it because I did not give it to you the way that you wanted it well done. And so it is that when you are, when an organization is trying to feed their top potential, their top talent, and giving them, in a sense, the meat the way they did not order it or don't consume it, it's not going to be, they're not going to consume it. They're not going to eat it. They're not going to even put it to their mouth. They will see it. They may play around with it, but that's as far as it goes. So here is the order that they're telling you about their well-done steak. This is how they want what it is you offered them. Now, you remember I said organizations offer formal workshops, training courses, and seminars as the number one thing. You remember that? Well, that is not the number one thing on their list. The number one thing on their list is coaching from external mentors. coaching from external mentors. Now, that's number 8 on the organizational list. Wow. It shows you the importance that the organization pays to the coaching aspect of things and what the difference is from the people who actually are going to benefit and become better. They say coaching and from external mentors is your number one. Then number 2, they mention formal workshops, training courses, and seminars. Number 3 is short-term developmental assignments, as is true for the organization. Number 4, they're asking for coaching from current managers. Coaching from current manager. Number 4 on the list of the organization is books and articles, right? And then number 5 on the list of those who are going to consume what is being offered, they mention is long-term developmental assignments. Long-term developmental assignments. Then number 6 is micro-learning, number 6. And so that is number 7 on the list of the organization. Number 7 on their list is coaching from peers. Coaching from peers. It's number 5 on the organization's list. So they don't want that as high up as the organization have placed it. Now, number 8 on their list is books and articles. Remember I said earlier, it's not that they don't want what it is you're offering. It's just the order in which it's been given. So number 8 is books and articles. Number 9, they mentioned, is game-based learning. Game-based learning. And number 10 is coaching from employees. Coaching from employees. It's almost like peer-to-peer coaching. So basically, the list of how they reshuffle it is the way that you in your organization want to rethink how you offer training. And that's why I offer myself to organizations like yours, right? Companies like yours to say, hey, I'm that external mentor they're asking for. I'm the person that they're saying, that is, if I get coaching from external mentors as the number one thing, because it's an ongoing thing. Of course, it's not forever, but what it does, it helps them to get a better footing on their work, their confidence, their self-esteem, all those things, whatever they need to work on to make sure they're anchored properly. You know, I watched I forget the person's name, but he did a free climbing up a mountainside, a straight up climb that was never done before. I forgot how many thousand, I think it's 33,000 feet, something like that. And he did this climb. I mean, he is obsessed with climbing. And it was done on the History Channel. He's the first person that did it. If he, you know, without any ropes, if he missed, calculated any moves he made, that could mean his imminent death. But he would climb, and as he climbed up this mountainside, he, each step of the way, when he was doing the test runs, he had, you know, coaches around him, people from outside giving him a perspective. And the more he practiced with someone coaching him through the process, the stronger he became, the more confident he became. And to the point where he was able to scale the mountain without any rope, right? And did something that was almost considered impossible. That's what your people, your top talents want to do. They want to do things that people may consider not possible, but they want that outside coaching / mentor to help them to gain their footing as they climb the mountainside, so to speak. And so I offer that, but I offer also the training that your company might need to walk through the process. And that's why my book, The Emotelligent Leader, Succeed Where Others Failed and Become the Leader Everyone Loves and Wants to Follow, I outline a framework inside of that that help leaders understand the 7 essential skills traits for leadership. But I also talk about the emotional intelligent aspect of things, how that is critical for success. And so I hope you, as I mentioned before, if you've listened to my past episode, you can get a copy of the book free if you wanted to. If you live within the United States, you can get it for all you cover is shipping and handling. And so you can go to kingsleygrant.com/free-leadership-book, and you can get that there. So I don't want to just wanted to bring that to your attention, because I believe that you want to retain your best people. And here's one way to do that, right? This is not the only way, as I mentioned earlier, and I cited another podcast I've done. But this is one of those ways that you can do to, as you listen to your people, to what it is they want, and you give it them the way they prefer it, well done, then you're going to find a happy camper, right? They're going to be a lot more willing to give you their best work, because you've given them what it is that they're looking for. So it's an even exchange, so to speak, right? So I hope to stay, as I mentioned before, and just to quickly give you the order again, is coaching from external mentors, formal workshops, training, courses, seminars. Number three, short-term developmental assignments. Number four, coaching from current manager. Number five, long-term developmental assignments. Number six, micro-learning. Number seven, coaching from peers. Number eight, books/articles. Number nine, game-based learning. Number 10, coaching from employees. I hope this list was helpful to you. And as I mentioned before, I took this from the read a research that Global Leadership Forecast put together about the research insights to fuel your people's strategy. So I hope you're going to implement something from this list, and the takeaway is that you are going to reorder possibly the way you're presenting and giving to your people and see what difference it makes. I would love to hear what happened. So make sure you give me some feedback as to what happened with that. Okay. So thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to this show. I truly appreciate that. Show me some love on the platform that you're listening to this show on by giving me some reviews and likes and however else the platform allows you to show your love for the show. Again, I would appreciate that. And remember, my friend, you are one skill away from your best hope. With that said, let me put now this podcast episode back into the vault, because that's where it ought to go and be locked away in a secure place. So let's put it back right now. Here we go. There you go. Now it's locked away. It's safely tucked away. And so it's kept for possibly another day. It's in the archives right now. And so again, with that said, my friend, peace out. God bless. And I'll see you on the flip side. Yay.